child is the father of man. Papa, queried the 12-year-old from behind my left shoulder as I was reading about the flood situation in the northern part of India in one of the national dailies. "Yes, sonny," I said, asking him rather discouragingly, "what is it this time?" "What are you reading, Papa?" he asked rather politely. Maybe he changed his question, I thought. "I'm reading about the floods in the northern parts of India," I said matter-of-factly. "Oh, I just read about drought in many parts of our country too," he said, still trying to get into the right groove. "Bad times," I said, not really giving him space. Giving him space he wanted. "How is it, Papa, that we always have either floods or drought or both? Ours is perhaps the only country that depends so much on monsoon. But when they come, they are either too little or much too much." "It is a scourge, sonny," I said. "Gods seem to be none too happy with us." "No, Papa," he said, "I don't agree with you. Men should always be able to control and overcome nature. What is modern science and technology all about when it cannot rid us of what you call a scourge? We've overcome epidemics with the help of science, haven't we?" "That's right. That's very right, son," I said. "But at the moment, dear, I'm interested in information rather than solution. Will you, therefore, then, leave me alone for some time at least?" I said, rather angrily. He left without a word. I couldn't read any further. I'm never very harsh with children, and I became very uncomfortable as a result of this near misbehavior of mine. In desperation, I shouted as far as the kitchen to call LOH, that is, the lady of the house, for help. "Why don't you be the mediator, dear?" I pleaded, telling her everything. "Hey, you come to me only when you are in trouble," she said. "That's what every good husband does, doesn't he?" I said. "Well, oh well," she said, "all right, dear, I'll give him 2 Cadburys and say from Papa with love. Also, you want to see him." TYO, that's 12-year-old, made an appearance with an innocently mischievous chuckle on his face and a melting piece of chocolate in his mouth. "I'm sorry, son," I said, trying to make amends. "It's okay, Papa. It's not your fault," he said. "It's the national feature, either too little or too much. The rich have too much, the poor too little, and so you're either too angry or too loving, like too much water in floods and too little in drought." "I quite understand you, son," I said, "and that's exactly the solution. As I should control my emotions, neither to be too angry nor to be too loving, so should the country do something to take the flood water to the drought-stricken areas. And too much money from the rich to those who have too little." TYO took on and added, "Unequal distribution of anything, Papa, creates dangerous situations. Too much is as harmful as is too little." "Who was it who said, 'Child is the father of man'?" "Said it right," I thought.